At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
We so excited. We gonna have a ball today. Tomorrow is Saturday.
I mentioned inside. My liver's all twisted up. But you know what I did? I took Deborah, went to the liquor store. I loaded up with alcohol. More specifically, vodka, whiskey, beer, tequila. More beer, more vodka, more whiskey, and more beer.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Somebody is stocking up for St. Patrick's Day weekend. Not saying who. How about this weather for this weekend? I'm going outside during breaks just to do it. Like the first time about an hour ago during a break, I stepped outside. I'm like, yes. I mean, I knew it was warm, but I was just sort of bracing for that cold wind that pushes at you when you open that last door to get out of the building.
Nope.
Not today.
No siree.
We got some news we weren't expecting. I don't think anybody was. The Bills have two new players headed for six-game drug violation suspensions. They knew one was coming before signing the player, Michael Hoyt. They did not know the other, and it sounds like, from what Brandon Bean and Larry Ogunjobi said, that it was really like, Ogunjobi said it was right around the same time when he signed the deal and then found out. It would be nice to know specifically which was first. But both the player and the team honored the deal. Bean all but said they wouldn't have had they had more notice, because they'd already been facing one six-game suspension on their defense with Michael Hoyt. And so Bean went into how he respects Ogunjobi and decided that and maybe he felt that they had to, or it was a decision, whichever, they were going to keep going.
Didn't think they had a better alternative out there.
Right.
Either. Like, you know, certainly there are other players at the position available that would not miss the first six games, but it tells you they at least value the player and what they expect him to provide for them enough to sacrifice the six games and still choose to have him rather than some other replacement they could have found on the market.
Let's take a call or two. We welcome your input. 803-0550 is the number. Ken is next up. Hi, Ken.
Oh, good evening, gentlemen. I just want to make a couple comments here and
go ahead.
Take on it. Well, you know, the six-game suspension, that's a third of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And Brandon Bean, let's face facts, gentlemen, and everybody on the radio, they back these guys no matter what they do. Now, let me just start by saying, if we didn't have Josh Allen, those guys would have been fired years ago. He has held that team together. And the drafting of Bean and some of the coaching mishaps of McDermott is unconscionable. And to know that he's always talking about the family and how the guys into drug suspension, both of them, and you want them on your team, I'm sorry. I don't go for that one bit. And thank God for Josh Allen, because those guys would have been fired. I'll tell you that right now. They wouldn't be in the league right now. They have done nothing as far as DeMar Hamlin. Nobody wanted the guy. They bring him back. Are you kidding me? It's just a sad state of affairs. But the three gentlemen, the suspension for six games, unconscionable that you would even want them on your team.
I don't have a hard time at all being sort of like getting it. I don't know if unconscionable is about the farthest thing from me. Isn't the first thing he said, I want to hear your opinion? And then he went on to say how he already knows them and they're all the same. We would back the Bills no matter what. I'm not would they be out of the league? Really? Like, is that even worth pondering? Would McDermott and Bean have jobs if not for Allen?
If they hadn't identified and developed their franchise quarterback into one of the best players we've ever seen, yeah, they would be out of the league. If they had drafted Josh Rosen, they would have gotten fired.
But they might be somewhere else.
Yeah, okay, fine, whatever. But the point is, like, yes, Josh Allen saves everyone, but they get credit for Josh Allen, too. Like, you can't erase that from the board. They made a choice. So you got to bank that on their side of the ledger as well. So,
To a point.
Yeah, I don't know about unconscionable, but it's a choice. You know, it is a choice. To bring, especially Hoyt, with a six-game suspension looming, like I'm gonna, we like you this much, we're gonna commit to that. I wonder how different it would be if it weren't a performance-enhancing drug suspension, and if it were something else. I bet they wouldn't have flown near it.
Like what?
Off the field, character, police.
Oh, okay.
I knew what you meant. Recreational drugs. There's always to me been a very different, and it stands to reason that there should be, right? I mean, there's one thing to be running around snorting cocaine and getting suspended for it. That probably isn't helping you perform better. You get a performance-enhancing drug suspension, you were working. Right, you do that to try to be the best you can be, and you know, I'm someone who's relatively always skeptical about the explanations we hear. You know, do guys know what they're doing and hope that their number doesn't come up in the lottery at that moment when they're in the danger zone of testing dirty for something that they shouldn't be using, and just hope, like, oh, you know, it's a gamble, but, you know, maybe I'll get through? Or is it really that, you know, something showed up, a supplement had something in it that it wasn't supposed to have, or that I didn't know it had, and all that? Like, I always wonder about that. I don't think those are unfair things to wonder about. I'm not painting anyone with a brush here to say that I know that, but I think it's fair to wonder, because it is competitive. You're trying to be the biggest and the best that you can be. And what kind of risks are involved, and what kind of risks are you involved, you know, willing to take? So I don't know where I end up. I definitely don't end up at unconscionable, but it's a choice, and it's maybe a controversial one.
I just have a tough time. I mean, when somebody is so over there, like, they have won so many games, and instead of thinking about or pointing out the many good moves that have made that are not Josh Allen, the guy's pissed because they signed Hamlin for $2 million back. Like, how hard are you trying to say one thing? Just doesn't seem reasonable at all. So it's like you said, I mean, they didn't have to do this with Hoyt. Like, Ogunjobi's different. It's a different situation. They didn't have to do it. I'm not upset. The whole thing comes down to the playoffs. And I'm not upset about, like, if you knew a guy was going to miss six games, and otherwise, whether this is even true, maybe this is trying too hard for me, like, have no concerns about his character, etc., then okay. The fact that they have two of these guys puts them in a little bit of a bind for personnel usage and what they probably thought they were going to be and now what they are actually going to be. But I think by the time the Bills get to games that matter, we're not even going to remember this. Let's hope, anyway. Because if that's not true, what happened?
Right, they went 2-4 in their first six games without these two dudes.
Because of two guys that we never thought for 5 seconds about before, like, Wednesday? I mean, just, that would be surprising. And probably not because of this. Thanks, Ken. Nick is next. Hello, Nick.
Hey, appreciate you guys having me on.
Sure.
It's hilarious that when the Sabres do something like this, I'm like, immediately, they're such idiots. But the Bills do something, and I'm like, you know what? I'm sure he's got a reason for it. It's just different mentalities based on the results there. But
yeah,
nothing wrong with that.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
It's emotional, but with the signings and the suspension, from Bean's perspective, does he get money back because they're missing six games? Because I'm always thinking, he's thinking from a financial standpoint, is there a way, if I bring this guy in, suspended for six games, does it only, and he's only on a one-year deal, obviously the one guy they found out afterwards, do they save money so they have more money for that year to spend, or how does that all work? Because I highly doubt that he signed these guys without weighing everything out, including that. But
yeah,
I'm
reluctant to give you a definitive answer on this. I Googled during the break. I was curious about this too, and it's making the rounds on social. And I don't know. I don't want to take anything as gospel there either. So I put into my search engine, do NFL teams get cap relief from suspended players? And the AI answer I got, so I did not get it directed to the NFLPA handbook, all right? No, NFL teams do not receive cap relief when a player is suspended, as the salary still counts against the team's salary cap, though the player does not get paid for the games missed. That is what I got there. As we're getting ready to start this segment, Greg Thompson from Cover One is asked the same question on Twitter, and his response is Hoyt and Ogunjobi's cap charges will be lower, so the difference is, and he has in quotes, available to the team to spend. So maybe because of the way the contract is structured, some part of the cap hit is mitigated. I don't know. I'm not an expert in this. Greg kind of is, from what I understand, but I don't know him personally, so I...
It's still tight.
TBD is what I would tell you, but perhaps there is some relief, but not the entire $8 million that they're giving Ogunjobi to play here.
It's tight anyway, and if you sign somebody with that money and then your guys come back, then what? I don't know if that, you know, you have to do something else at that point.
Right. It's not, obviously, yeah, the whole year is not available to you anyways, so I don't know.
Well, it was interesting to hear it play out at the press conference. You know, again, I'm not sure it's wrong, but Bean waited for the question to come to him about the two players, and he had to know it was coming. Not because anybody knew there was a suspension sitting there, but just he was asked to talk about all the new guys. He's like, well, now's as good a time as any, right? He's 10 minutes or so into the press conference, mm-hmm. 7 to 10 minutes, and then said, well, here's what we're looking at. And he went in on Ogunjobi for quite a while before... And this is happening too over here. Like,
right.
Just, you know, normally I think it would be one where you just like, before we start, this is what we've got. But then he didn't do it that way. So you're looking up at Thomas. He hit it in the water.
Oh, he did. I'm sorry. I did not know that. I just saw him put a ball like 3 feet from the pin here.
That'll be for par. Is that a par five, 18?
No.
That'll be for both.
I don't believe it is. I think the 17 is the par 3, 16 is a par 5, I think 18 is a par 4.
Okay, that'll be for a 5.
Okay.
Hit his drive into the right rough, hit the second shot, just sort of scurried it along the fairway, and it just fell into the water at the last second. Mm. And then the drop.
After we talked about, was this on the air or was this off the air? His odds?
Off.
I looked after he made the birdie on 16, I looked and he was plus 6,000 to win the tournament. Still like what, 7 back, 6, whatever he was.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting. He makes a birdie on 17. You were out of the room. We were in a break. I'm like, all right, I gotta go see plus 4,500. So I don't know if he's gonna go back to 6,000 given a stroke back here, but anyway.
Maybe
the fires out.
He's not that near the top, but he's gonna tie the course record probably at 62.
Yeah.
He could have had better, but for that one shot. So that's tough. You're excited to play tomorrow. You got new ball markers and
yes.
Maybe some new shirts or shoes. I don't know.
I got a bunch of new clothes. I went on a bit of a bender. How many pair of golf shoes have you ever worn owned at one time?
One. Like, yeah. When I bought new shoes, it was because I had to.
Yeah.
Like they were torn or they were lost.
Yeah, that's what happened. The first round I played with Owen when he took the sport up in, I guess it was in the spring of 22 then, when he started playing. The first round we played, the sole of one of my shoes that I'd had since the 90s fell off as we were walking off the 18th green. Like the shoe literally fell apart.
At least it waited until 18.
I threw them in the garbage and walked to the truck in my socks and put my shoes on and we went home. So I had to buy new shoes right away. So I bought a pair of shoes then and I really liked them. And then I bought a second pair that were similar but a different color, and then a third pair. And then I found another style by the same manufacturer that I like even more and bought a pair and then bought a second pair. And I have five pair of golf shoes.
Right now. You can mix and match. Make a case based on the colors.
Plain black ones, plain white ones, white with orange, gray, and blue.
Yeah.
So options. I can mix and match with my my outfits that my wife always compliments me on but refuses to go anywhere with me outside of the house if I'm wearing that. Oh, you look great.
For golf.
No, I am not going anywhere with you dressed like that.
You look good for a golf.
You look good for golf. Go golf. Go enjoy. You look good. Great. No, we're not going out for drinks like that. No, change. She doesn't actually say that, but it, you know, she feels it. I can tell. So I bought a bunch of clothes. I'm not buying any more clothes or shoes. I got to stop. That's how they get you, though.
That's how they get you, by offering more?
Well,
new styles?
For a while.
Having them rip?
My Facebook feed is like every other post is golf clothes or shoes from the manufacturer I've bought now five pair of shoes in 3 years from. So it's been, you know, there's some adversity there. I've got to fight through it.
You're like me in my shoe phase, but as a golfer.
Yeah.
I never had more than one pair of golf shoes, but I did have that run with shoes.
Yeah.
Jeans. This sounds like jeans to me a little bit. So I have like three. There's a rotation of three right now for me in terms of jeans. Mm-hmm. And they're all starting to rip.
Uh-oh.
Like all three, the thighs and then a couple other spots, like they're all starting to go kind of like at the same time. And I'm just like so close to shorts season that
I'm kind of hoping
to make it. Three pairs, you know. I'm hoping to make it. But, like, they just tear a little bit more. When I was in Philadelphia Saturday night, I had this one pair of jeans, and I put them on, and there was, like, a little – I heard the rip sort of expand.
Oh, boy.
And
that's real trouble.
We're about at the end for all of them. But can I just – if I can get to Memorial Day,
right,
probably,
you're home free.
Then I'm not going to need much for a few months. That's part of the reason – shorts today. It was cold this morning, but I'm not waiting.
Yeah.
Because the jeans situation is less than perfect.
You need to save them for when you really need them.
I need to save them for when I really need them, which is not working here when it's 68 out.
Right.
That is exactly right.
Yeah.
Thomas bogeyed for 62, ties the course record. Then he did that gross golfer thing you see every time where he takes his hat off. It's hot and sweaty and runs his hand through his hair a bunch of times and then shakes everybody's hand. You'd think it would be a joke to do that to people. But he's not kidding. Golfers are not kidding when they do that. They just take the hat off because their head is all sweaty, and then they just rub their hands in their hair, and then they go and shake your hand. That should be stopped. That practice, never do that. You're going on the course tomorrow.
I never do it.
Never do that. Leave the hat on until the handshakes are over, at least.
Oh, no, I'll take the hat off and just not do anything with my hat.
Fine.
I'll take my hat off with my left hand and just extend my right hand to shake hands. That's fine.
The hat can wait 30 seconds, though.
Yeah. Well, it's a sign of respect, though.
That's true.
You know,
is that still a thing?
I think so. Yeah.
All right. Then that's the right move, then, if that's a sign. You're right.
Just don't run.
Just don't.
I wonder if there's someone out there that tracks which guys do it to which guys. like is it a thing? Remember we had that thing where O'Reilly and Eichel didn't like each other and they didn't celebrate the goal. Look, he high fives everyone else but skipped him.
Yes.
That kind of thing.
Yes.
Like, I wonder if there's someone out there with a website devoted to, or a Twitter feed devoted to analyzing. Does Justin Thomas do that no matter who he's playing with, or is it only certain dudes?
Gotta think so.
I would think so, but you know, you never know.
Jack's in town. He just turned us on, and that's what he heard. A reference to the O'Reilly. Like, are these guys talking about this all day? What a stupid thing. Just kidding. He would listen anyway on the app. He wouldn't have to be in town to hear our show. He would listen wherever he is. On the plane. Just want to see what those guys are up to. They're still talking about me. We were, as it turns out, for a minute there. He does seem like the kind of guy that would take his helmet off and rub his hand through his hair and then shake your hand, though. Not as a sign of respect.
No.
Just to mess with you. I don't know why I would say that. Adam Krauwers today, Bulldog. What were your thoughts? Did he Get the job done for you.
He lived up to the advanced billing, I would say.
He did.
The advanced billing of,
the being, very modest.
Of being texted at 3:45 to come on at 4 o'clock.
Yes, there was not much billing. Adam would have to agree. But he was on our show. We didn't really spend a lot of time on fantasy, even though that's his stock and trade. But what the Bills have done, Joshua Palmer, what we expect from him production-wise, Kincaid, Coleman, the Bills' offense, and then some of the bigger moves of the week around the NFL. If you missed Brian Koziol today, Brandon Bean's press conference, anything else you want to get back caught up on, hit the Odyssey app, on-demand audio. Adam and us from earlier after this. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.